For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I pray you're doing wonderfully. I am excited to get right into this teaching, so I will begin. We're talking all week about radiant living. Where am I getting this? Psalm 34, verse 5. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. Well, let's kind of go before and after and see where this is placed in Scripture and why. This is David. He has been running for his life. In Psalm 34:1, he finds a little reprieve. He feigned madness after being chased forever. So he runs and he is before Abimelech. And Abimelech says, get him out of here. This guy's nuts. Well, David was faking, but he needed reprieve. He'd been running for his life. Verse 1, he says, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear of it and be glad. And then he shouts, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. Now, here we go. Verse 4. He says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me. Isn't that great news? And here's great news, too. And he delivered me from all my fears. The word sought in Hebrew there is so deep that commentators say there's no English word that can really express the depths of what David is saying when he says, I sought the Lord. Have you ever been so, man, desperate and begging for help that there's not even an English word to depict that feeling, that emotion, that raw, oh my gosh, God, I need you. That's what was happening here. Now think about it. Come on, he's been running for his life. He's got a madman named Saul after him. He says, I sought God and he heard me. He delivered me from all my fears. Then he goes into our text. They looked to him and were radiant. Perhaps one guy says, maybe he's thinking back of the children of Israel when they too were at a point in their lives of utter, oh my gosh, God, we need help. Pharaoh is breathing down our necks here at the Red Sea. He says, but as they looked to God in that moment, their faces weren't ashamed. God delivered them. The word radiant means to be filled with light. You're bright, you're glowing, you're beaming. It shows great happiness if you're radiant. You're sending out light. Your face will never be put to shame. Shame is a painful emotion caused by guilt or embarrassment. This will not happen to you, my friend, when you look to him. What does it mean to look to God? You're concentrating on him, who he is, his nature. The secret to be radiant? Simply look to Jesus. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.